I said, it's good to be here tonight. And for Joe's song, that song, I've heard my dad sing that song many times.
In church, I'm glad I got a memory of being in God's house as a young man, and see meeting break out and folks shout and cry and hug necks or whatever. But I mean, I'm just glad that I have a memory of being in God's house and seeing the move of God.
Yep.
And when Brother Joe started singing that song, I went back into my remembrance of him singing. And he taught me, everything you do, you just do the best you can, give it all 100%. I believe when he sung or preached, he did.
Sure
he did that. And my sister put something on Facebook earlier this week, if you had a member of my dad, of my dad, and somebody put on there my dad's testimony. He told it so many times. He was in a trash pile in the rain. So he got down in the trash of this world and got saved, and God put him on the road to glory. He used to tell that a lot. And I'm thankful tonight that he had that testimony. But I'm glad I've got my own testimony, Brother Joe. I can't make it to heaven by what he done or what. I am a result of them bringing me up in God's house, Brother Wayne. But I had to be saved on my own through the grace of God. As a 16-year-old boy, And me and Brother Perry, we are a God a lot, and I know y'all hear this all the time. We have a lot of light. And while I'm on Brother Perry, he always thanks Brother Joe. Let me say this. We ought to thank Brother Perry for him taking his time to study and teach God's Word. I don't know if it was teachifying or preaching, whatever he was doing this morning, but I just believe you ought to give flowers while people's here. And I appreciate Brother Perry for what he does through God's Word and through this local body of church. I appreciate Brother Perry. Now, I'm not trying to knock Brother Joe. I'm just saying Brother Perry ought to be, we ought to thank him for his faithfulness to God's house and his faithfulness to his Word. So, Brother Perry, we got a lot in common. We was born on the same day. And not the exact same day, but we was born, how old are you, Brother Perry? So we're born 7 years apart. And our testimony of being saved is almost the same too. We're religious little boys that did stuff in the church, and we did stuff. But as a 6-year-old boy, I was going, and I was late I'm getting somewhere. Just hold on with me. And I remember growing up in church, and I would hear folks, and they would get up and they would preach, and man, they would just talk about the Lord coming back, and they would talk about that you need to get saved. They'd talk about that you're just going to burn in hell, and you're just going to. And I'd go home, Brother Joe, after those messages, and I would just be. I got used to my dad preaching because I just kind of he was just my dad. I kind of blew it off. But when I'd get nervous, Brother Joe, when the revivals would come Tom Childers would come preach, and David Smith would come preach, and other folks would come around and preach that time of year. And man, when they would come, they would preach so many times, Brother Joe. I'd go home that week and I'd just be so scared. I'd almost say in my heart, Brother Perry, that Lord, just don't come now.
Right.
Just don't come now. Let me make it right. And he, I'm glad, Brother Joe, he extended his hand of grace and mercy to me. And that night of revival, Brother Wayne, the Lord come, and I was a piano player. I had to be there, but I was late that night, and just somehow so happened that what the devil is, he'll use a religious person that comes to God's house. You got dues of the church. You got to do this, and you got to do that, and you got to do this. But that night, Brother Stanley, I was just a religious boy in the crowd that listening to the preacher preach. Now, the Lord already dealt with me. I don't have no idea what Brother David Beck was the preacher. I have no idea what he preached on that night. I had no idea. But I sat there that night and I said, Lord, if you'll let me make it to invitation, I went as far as I could go. I said, I'll get saved tonight if you'll let me live through the invitation. Lord, don't come yet. Let me get saved before when the invitation. Don't come yet.
Yeah.
If you'll turn your Bibles to Revelation chapter 22, the last part of chapter 22.
Come on.
Verse 20 and verse 21. Now, I was 16-year-old Brother Perry, and I was scared to die. I was afraid to die. I knew that I had grew up in church. I had heard folks teach about it. I'd heard folks, I'm talking about whole Bible studies about the Lord coming back and his return. I'd seen all these things, and I was so afraid. But here, that night I got saved, Brother Perry, I could say what the Word said about the Lord coming. And so you stand with us, we'll just read two verses. I won't be very long tonight. And verse 20 says, "He which testified these things said, surely I come quickly." Amen. Even so, come Lord Jesus. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ will be with you all. Amen. You can be seated. I just want to preach tonight about Brother Joe. I just wish the Lord would come tonight. Amen. I wish he would just come and Brother Joe talked about this morning. We see the world that we live in. And sometimes, Brother Joe, I turn on the news and I just have to turn it off because I'm so dumbfounded. I'm so flabbergasted. I'm so amazed at how bad this world gets. I'm sure Brian's the police officer has seen more things in the last probably 2-3 years in this community than he did when he first started on the police force. The wickedness and the sin and the despising folks and the running folks down and just the crime has probably went up probably just in the city police force probably over the last 10 years. I don't have the numbers. I'm just saying because of the sin of this world. And sometimes, George, I don't say, just Lord, would you just come now and get me out of here? Amen. But I say this, you better make sure that your peace calling and election is sure tonight, because if you're not truly saved by the grace of God, and you don't know that you know this one, but tonight, Brother Joe, you've been saved by his, man, and the blood's been applied to your heart, and you don't know that tonight, you better get to know, because he is coming quickly, and when he does come, he's coming to get the church, to get the bride, to take us away, and I'm saying he's coming when he comes, he's coming quick, amen.
Yes, he is. Amen.
But he extends his grace. He extends his grace now. We're in the grace dispensation. There's a grace space now that you can get in. There's a time to get saved. And I'm saying there'll be a time it'll be too late to get saved. Yeah. I can remember Buster McCulley coming preaching. I went to revivals. I can remember David Smith coming. All these preachers when I was young, they'd say, "You better get in before it's ever late. You better get in before it's too late." And we're on the brink. We're just, Dr. Soldier said, we're just minutes away. And we're in the world span of time, we're just minutes away from going home. And if you're not right, you better get right before it's too late.
Good man. Good preaching, brother. Come on.
And oh me tonight that we ought to live like he's coming, amen.
Yes, sir.
And I don't have an outline, I don't have nothing, but I say this, I was talking to Brother Taylor. This verse has been on my heart for some 3 or 4 weeks now. But I was talking to Brother Taylor the other day, and he said, I told him, Brother Taylor, I just wish. I said, I know things ain't like they used to be. I said, I know we ain't close like we used to be. I said, there'll come a time when the Lord comes. And I said, I wish he'd just come now that we'll have time to sit down and fellowship and rejoice in the faith that we made it to heaven. I just wish he'd just come on right now. Amen.
So come, Lord Jesus. Amen, brother.
We've all got problems in our families, I'm sure. And I told somebody the other day, I said, Lord, I just can't imagine bringing a child into this world now. I told Melissa the other night, she's got a 3-year-old nephew. He's just as innocent and happy as he can be. I said, I just wonder if the Lord don't come, but what they might face down the road. I wonder what these teenagers may face.
Yeah.
I wonder what little Byron may face down the road if the Lord don't come. I'm saying, I breaks my heart, Brother Joe, to say, but I just try to go on the glory to see the weakness of this world. You ought to get in while you can, amen.
Yeah, man. That's right, brother.
I want to preach about the ark, but I didn't want Brother Joe to think I was trying to copy what he preached this morning. But I'm saying, don't, your labor is not in vain tonight, amen. I'm sure, Brother Joe, when Noah's sons was there helping him work on that ark, I'm sure they just couldn't see the results. They couldn't see why it was worth it to keep hammering. They didn't understand why it was keep working, why it was worth it to keep hammering and building while folks was making fun of them. Brother Joe, sometimes you may not feel like, why do you keep praying? And why do you keep preaching? And Brother Trey, why do you keep teaching? And why do you keep doing what you do? Just keep hammering away, because you'll see the result of it one day. I just imagine when that ark began to race up, Brother Joe, they looked at it, they was thankful for their labor. They was thankful that they got in.
Yeah.
I said, you ought to be thankful that you're in tonight. If you've been saved, you're in the boat, amen.
Yeah.
He said, you can't pull me out of his hand. He said, you're sealed to the day of redemption. I said, you ought to be happy that you're in the boat, amen.
Amen, brother. Come on.
Now I'm a rookie boat owner. Just bought a boat about two or three months ago. And when I go out, I want to stay in the boat. Amen.
Yeah.
Now, Alex, he wants to climb in there and jump off this and that. They want to energy. I want to stay in the boat.
Yeah.
Because the time I went, we went to Memorial Day over there, and my sister came down, and Cody was driving the boat, and Alex was up there. I was on the interview, said, knock Daddy off, knock him off. But I was out of the boat, so I got hurt because I got out of the boat. Amen. So we're saved by the way. We'll stay in the boat, and we'll stay where we're safe, and stay with us where there's life jackets, and stay where we know where we're coming to stay where we're supposed to be. Amen.
Yeah.
Alex said, I got my boating license. I think I'll just start taking the boat. And I said, I don't think you will. I said, I'm the captain of the boat. I said, you can't drive it. What happens to us sometimes, we're praying, Brother Stanley, in our life, is we want to drive the boat when we should let the Lord. We should let the Lord drive and let us. He don't need a co-captain. He don't need a first mate. He don't need a deckhand. He just needs some folks to do the things that he says do. He just trust in him. I just wish he'd just come get us. Amen.
Amen.
The thing about that ark, it didn't go down. It went up. Amen.
Come on,
when the rain and storms came and the flood came, the church, which is the time of Jesus, Brother Joe, they was in the boat, they was in Jesus, and when the water got high, the church got higher, amen. Well, that means to tell me the way when he comes that we're going up, amen. Some folks will tell you that we're gonna stay here, some folks tell you that heaven's here. I'm saying the Bible says that we're going up, amen. Acts, he said, why do you stand here gazing? Because he's come back in the same right manner. We're going up and we're getting out of here. We're looking around and we're looking at this one this way. But we ought to be looking up because the redemption draws nigh, amen. I like what Brother Perry said. My allegiance is not to a Republican Party.
Yeah.
Or to a Democratic Party. Or to an Independent Party. My allegiance tonight, Brother Wayne, is to the one that went to the cross of Calvary and died for my sins and mine, and took the shame of the world and took the shame and reproach and was laid on the tree and was scorned and scourged and mocked and beaten. Why? Because so I can make it in to glory. That's who my allegiance is tonight. Amen. We ought to be looking for him to come.
Come on, brother.
Now, last night we was going to meet Jason Arnold. He went to church here. You know, some of y'all know him. He called me and said, I'll meet y'all down at the boat ramp at 8 o'clock. I told Melissa, I said, now, they don't tell him this. I said, he won't be 8 o'clock. He'll be about 8:15. I fished with him long enough to know he's about 15 minutes out. But I caught myself, Brother Perry, I caught myself out there on the boat. And she was kind of saying, well, what, you just need to relax. I said, well, I want to go pick them up when they get here. I said, I want to be there and pick them up when they get here.
Yeah.
But what I'm saying, Joe, I kept looking for them to come.
Yeah.
I kept expecting their arrival. I was waiting and ready. And I say, oh, me tonight, because I ought to be the same way looking for Jesus to come.
Yeah.
When he comes to get me, I ought to be ready and waiting. And when he comes, picks me up, I know he's not going to be late. He's not going to be early. He's coming when he comes to get the church.
Yeah, man.
But the writer says here, surely, Christ says, surely I come quickly.
Yeah.
Amen. Even so, come, Lord Jesus. I say this tonight, if you've never been saved, you ought to get ready.
Yeah.
Now, I hope everybody in the church tonight is, but I don't know about folks on Facebook or on sermon audio. They may have done turned me off, but I don't know that. But I'm saying this, if you're not saved, you ought to get right with God.
Amen.
Well, I tell this, Brother Perry, I'm not promised that next breath. You sit in your pew tonight, you take a big deep breath, you're not promised the next one. You're not promised the next breath that you take tonight. And so we better know that we know that we know that we know that we know that we've been saved by the Lamb's blood. Not by, now let me say this, I was baptized.
Come on.
Down there at the creek, because I thought it'd be cute. And everybody got happy with the wine because I got baptized as a 5 or 6 year old. We got a new baptistry at church, and I was about 9 or 8 or 9. I thought it'd be cute to go up there and say I got saved. I'm saying this. When I got saved as a six-year-old boy, I didn't care. I didn't care what people thought about me. I didn't care that they thought I was the preacher's. I was the pastor's son, or I was the piano player, or Sunday school teacher, or what. I didn't care what people thought. I just want to get saved. Amen. And when you get to that point, then you're ready to be saved. And when you get to that point where you don't care what people think, you don't care what folks think you look like, that you just want to get in. Amen.
Yes, sir.
Because let me tell you tonight, the only thing's really going to matter. And Brother Sandy sung this song. They sang this song. The only thing that matters is the blood's been applied.
That's it.
It's not going to matter if you got a bunch of money. Brother Sandy, it ain't going to matter if you drive a new truck and I drive an old one. Because that's the truth tonight. And Brother Wendell drives a newer than Stanley does. But it ain't going to matter. Those things ain't going to matter. He's not gonna check your salary. He's gonna check to see if the blood has been applied to your heart. It's really lost or saved or wrong or right. That's just the only way about it, is if you're saved or not. That's what it comes down to.
That's right, brother.
And folks don't want to hear that in this day and time.
You're right.
We're in a time to where folks want to be right. Nobody wants to be wrong, but everybody wants to be right. It'll break your heart. When I was just this week, I was telling Brother Joe. Yeah. Now this ain't in Birmingham, or this ain't in Los Angeles, or this ain't this is Huntsville, Alabama, an hour from here. Yeah. They had them little kids out there saying that transgender lives matter. Love one another. 1 John chapter 2. Love conquers all. They want to pick and choose about the Bible. And what Brother Joe said, lumping into or take evil and make it sound good. And love everybody, love everyone. And Brother Perry said this one. I think Brother Perry said they want to take and lump in the evil and make it sound good. But I'm saying that God is love. God is also just in the judgment. He'll judge the world for their sins and wickedness. Amen.
Right,
if the Bible says it's wrong, that means it's wrong. This is what we live by tonight. I put a mailbox up the other day, a line in the mailbox, and the guy that works with me, his parents just live up the road, and he come out there, and he was standing in his parents' yard. He said, man, that is the crookedest mailbox I've ever seen. He said, I would not put that in my yard. It was crooked. So I just walked over and said, here, you just take this plumb bulb, which is what we use. I wish I'd have brought one. It's just a little pointy thing. And my neighbor beside me thought I was crazy. I said, here, Jeff, you take this plumb line over here, and you get over there and get in line with it, and it said, won't be crooked.
Yeah.
And he got over there and looked at that thing and said, man, that is right. He said, from way over there, it looks crooked. And from the world's point of view, we look crazy. We look out of line. From the world's point of view, we look like we don't know what we're talking about. But when you line it up with the Word of God, we're right in line. You stay in line with this, we'll make it. It'll be straight. The Bible said, it's a broadway is instruction, but he said, it's that narrow way. And he said, a few will be there to find it. Yeah. Amen. So if we'll line up with this right here. Now over there from the world's point of view, it don't line up with the Bible. They'll call us that we're crazy.
Yeah.
And we are the minority.
Sure.
The Christian people. We are a minority. Christ said he came to his own received him not.
Yeah.
So how should we not expect us to face some kind of ridicule or persecution? Sure. But we see what goes on in this world.
Yeah.
I mean, I could get on my soapbox about some things that just gets under my skin.
Yeah.
But I'm saying I got kids in the school system.
Yeah.
And, and the folks may turn me off. Right? I don't know that. They may, the cops, you keep the cops off of them, Brother Brian, if they come. But there's teachers out there telling them kids it's okay to be homosexual. It's okay to do that. But Joe, hope it's some along the way I've taught my boys that it's wrong.
Yeah.
Not because Daddy says so. Not because Grandpa said it a long time ago, but I'm talking about because the Word of God says so. Amen.
You might.
The Bible says it's an abomination in the sight of God.
Yeah.
And that ought to settle it for us. That ought to settle it. And I know God loves it. God loves the person. And God loves that. God loves that being he created, but don't love the things that they do. He can't look upon sin. That's the thing that he hates. He loves the person, but he hates the sin.
Amen.
And Brother Wayne, we ought to be the same way.
Yeah.
We're to live a life in front of them, Brother Perry, old me tonight,
yeah,
that shows them what true love is.
Amen, brother.
And I know I'm running rabbits, but he told Noah.
Bless you, Lord.
He said, you multiply and replenish the earth, is what he told him. And he didn't tell Noah's boyfriend that. He told Noah and his wife that. Amen.
Yeah. Come on.
So you tell me tonight, how in the world can you replenish the earth by two men or two women? It's impossible, because that's what God set up for a man and a woman to replenish the earth. And we see all these things that's happening. We see all these things that's going on in the world. And we should be saying, even so, Lord Jesus, just come now and get us out of here.
Amen.
And one day he will.
Yeah.
It might be tonight.
Yeah.
It might be tonight.
Amen.
And you say, oh, I've heard that all my life. Well, I have too. I'm 40. I've heard it all. I'm talking about. I heard it in the womb, because I heard it all my life. I heard it all my life that he's coming. But as I see these things coming, I just begin to look up and just wonder. I see that they approach and look up, because your dents are just, I see that it is closer than it was yesterday. What should we do, Brother Brian? We should live in a way like he's coming tonight.
Right.
Brother Pete, you say we won't ever meet again like this. He said, on this side of glory, we probably won't ever meet like this again. With this number that we got, we'll probably never meet like this again. But he'd say, just make sure you meet me on the other side.
Amen.
Amen. Just make sure that, Brother Wayne, that if you may not, I don't see you very much, but Brother Wayne, if you don't see me again, I just see you on the other side. Amen. I may not see you again, Brother Joe, and I see Brother Joe all the time, but Brother Joe, if I don't see you tomorrow, I'll see you on the other side.
Amen. Amen. Right, brother.
What a testimony to leave by and hide for our family. If we don't go by the rapture, if we go by the grave,
yeah,
what a testimony to leave behind for our family.
Sure.
That they can come to the funeral home and not have to worry. Yeah. And not have to, I've been to funerals before.
Yeah.
And they was upset that they lost a loved one, but they was upset because those folks were saved. And their loved one that passed away had never professed to be saved. And they was heartbroken for the fact that they thought they'd never see that loved one again. Parents, we better leave our testimony behind for our children. That when they walk into the funeral home, Brother Perry, my boys may not be said, I don't know. But I want them to know where I'm at,
yeah,
when I pass from this life to the other life. He said, even so, Lord, come, Lord Jesus. I know we've all said that as we look on the news and we see what goes on and see the things that's going on in this world and the riots and the protests, and everybody sees what goes on. And I'm sure if you're a Christian, you probably thought this verse, Lord, just come now. But let me say this, and I'm closing. Just make sure that you're ready when the Lord does come. Not if he comes, but when he does come, to make sure. So the devil will slip in an if on you. If you'll do this, you're okay. If you do this, you'll be all right. But I'm saying this, when the Lord does come, and he is coming, and he's coming soon, real soon, to be ready to meet Lord Jesus Christ. Heavenly Father, we thank you tonight.